Film Study Podcast. Welcome to the podcast with Lexi. I'm Lexi. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, rate the podcast 5 stars, all that good stuff. Today, I have on the pod Kofi and Kay. Kay is from the Purple Teapot. You've heard both of these folks before. And we're going to talk about the season 6 All-American trailer. So I hope that you like it. Hope that you enjoy it. We just finished watching the trailer. I'm still a little shook. I'm still a little stunned. This, on a level of 1 to 10, and Kay, you can go first. Kofi, okay. You can go second. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for season 6 after this trailer?
I'll give it like a 7.8.
8. Okay. Yeah. Any immediate thoughts as to why?
I think the trailer alludes to a time jump, so I'm excited about that. And I'm excited to see how all the characters have developed in that time. So
that makes sense. What about you, Kofi?
I'm gonna go optimistic. I'm gonna say a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, because one of the things I've been critiquing about the show is the lack of football, and from this trailer, it looks like we're getting a lot of football. So as a male viewer and as a fan, I'm excited. So I'm glad they're going back to the plot. So that's one thing I'm happy about. So yeah, the football looks nice, and a lot of drama too. So I can't wait.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think I'm on your side when I say about a 7, maybe a little under your side, Kay, with a, okay. Like a little, because you had like a.
It's almost seven, an 8. Seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is like a solid 7.
Okay.
And I'll say it's probably because, to your point about the time jump, not that I expected them to do a huge time jump, but it's what I personally want, in my opinion, is a major time jump. And it's just too small of a time jump for me. Because it feels
how
like they just time jumped.
How major do you want?
Like, I wanted a big time jump.
Like 2 years?
Yeah, like 2 years. Like two, like basically to like probably senior year of college. Even if it was like the start of senior year of college, I wanted a time jump to that. And I knew that was unrealistic and getting my own hopes up. But here we are. I've got my own hopes up. But I do think hearing some of the conversation around just the like CW, essentially like upfronts, as they're talking to a lot of the advertisers and media and everything in the past couple of weeks, that if they get renewed, a time jump might be coming. So that there's that. But let's get into the trailer for season 6. I can't believe it's already 6 seasons, by the way.
Oh no.
So to your point, Kofi, there's a lot of football. There is a lot of Coach Kenny in this trailer. I don't think I was expecting that, but he has a couple of solid lines. One is explaining to, you know, Spencer that he changed the program around for the better. Or at least it seems like he's talking to Spencer. There's this, I guess, new assistant director or somebody else that's in place that's talking about like clearing Garrett's legacy and, you know, really just removing the stain of Garrett from off the team. And then there's this whole, you know, look at what would be, I'm imagining it's this is coming off of summer, so it'll be like summer training. Summer training camp. So they're in summer training camp. There's some tension between Spencer and Jordan there.
Oh, shocking. Like we didn't see that coming. Oh, shocking. And that's one of the things I talked to one of my homeboys about, that, yo, man, this is getting real old. Like, how many times is Jordan's going to have beef with Spencer in the span of, what, 6 years the show has been going on? Like, dude, what is your deal, my guy?
I'm not picking sides yet. I don't know who caused it.
I think it's really interesting because I think that, and again, I've said this several times, and I like over the course of the last couple of years, but that because we see the show from Spencer's point of view and he's the central character, that I don't know if like everybody else's like reasonings get as fully fleshed mm-hmm. out as his does. So it does seem like it was just like watching this trailer when you hear Jordan say, which I thought was very different. Can we just pause to say it was very different for Jordan just to come out? Maybe I'm misremembering things, but it was very different for Jordan to just come out and say, hey, I'm a little jealous of Spencer. And I was just like, wait, Jordan's like not just sulking in a corner and he's just like admitting that he's jealous of Spencer. This is different. Like, that's a new little twist. I don't know. We always see the Spencer end of it and like people sort of projecting onto Spencer and his thoughts about that. But I would like to see, you know, why Jordan feels this way. And to Kay's point, like, if there was something between the both of them, like, it wasn't just on Jordan's end, but it was also on Spencer's end, because we get that, like, are you going to throw me the ball? So is it like, what's going to be this case? Like, is, you know, Spencer first in the progressions? Like, if we really want to dig deep into football, like, where is Spencer in the trajectory of being wide receiver one to three? I assume he's one, but like, what does that look like? How is this offense being built, and why is that leading to the tension? And I hope that it's more outside factors of the way that the offense is building than truly tension between them two, like, personally off the field.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So what do you think about that, Kofi? Do you think they'll get into almost like separating it on the field or off the field, or do you think it's gonna sort of merge and blend like it has been for the past couple of years, seasons?
I think it might be a combination of both, honestly. I don't know. I mean, we'll probably find out once we get into it, when we watch, because I don't know what Jordan could be annoyed about with Spencer right now. Maybe it is football related. I think they probably feel the pressure of having to perform. I'm not sure, but we'll see. I mean, the fact that he says that you have to be great, that depends on me getting the ball. That means he could be icing him out, excuse me, during practice or something, or they actually play games and they actually end up losing a game. Maybe there's some chemistry issues there. I don't know. So,
yeah, that was really interesting because it was one point in one line where I was just like, okay, Jordan, yes, that is your job as quarterback. Like, it's not, and that's why I'm very interested to see if they actually focus it in on like a particular situation with the actual offense that they're running, because if it isn't, then it's like, yes, Jordan, your job is to get Spencer the ball, because we assume that he's wide receiver one, so why would that change? Like, you should get your, you know, top wide receiver the ball. But yeah, so it'll be interesting. What do you all think about the just they're still trying to clear Garrett's name, which I remember, like, we left off that, but what do we imagine any exciting turns with the GAU football program as a whole, now that Garrett is gone, and them trying to clear his name or clear the stain of Garrett off the team?
Oh, go ahead, Kay.
I'm thinking. I'm not sure the direction that from this. I'm not sure the direction that's going to take. They're going to take. So I was hoping that they were going to leave most of that Garrett stuff alone, but I guess not. Like, I get the impact, but does it need to still be a main thing? Like, I don't. I feel like I'm not articulating this properly. Kofi, do you want to go?
Sure. I'll be interested to see how they navigate it. I mean, I assume that they're still going to be under sanctions because of what Garrett did. So, that would be one interesting part. I just want to see how the players are going to mesh, because I get the sense that there's supposed to be some new characters we're going to see in this season. I don't know if they previewed that yet, so I'm trying to see how some of the new guys from last season we saw, like Sal and Marco and some of those guys, how they fit into the team. And yeah, this is the one part where, I feel like this is going to be the most football heavy we've had in a while. So that's one part that I'm really excited about. So
you're right about that, about the sanctions. I don't. This is shocking. I usually remember almost everything having to do with this show. But didn't they have to take off, like, what amounts to, like, a semester of football or something last season?
I thought it was a year.
Yeah, I also thought there was some sort of bowl ban, too.
Yeah, because I wrote in my notes, because when I was earlier, that Kenny says the last year they've changed for the better. And I'm thinking if it's a year-long time jump.
No, I don't think it's a year-long time jump, because Olivia's thing was only for the summer.
I'm thinking maybe there might be multiple time jumps, maybe. Oh.
See, I got the sense that this was literally like the first two episodes that we've seen, because they typically stick to like two.
Well, the timeline might be muddled.
That's true. The timeline might be muddled. My understanding was that last season that they had, we essentially saw their whole entire freshman year of college, and it overlapped some with the end of season four, but it was like season five was encompassing the rest of their freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. And I think that the sanctions were for just like a semester essentially of like off season training that they couldn't do. And then I think that why they have to do so much when they come back is because like this is the first time that they're actually sort of really allowed to dig deep into their program and get prepared for the next season that they have, because they didn't have an entire off season to work with.
Yeah.
I agree.
So yeah, I mean, I can see why the tension is mounting.
Yeah.
To that point, I hope. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, there's that scene. The scene with Laura and Jordan and Olivia. Did you feel a little tension from that? From the way that that Spencer looked, he looked a little.
Yeah. What? So let's go to that. Laura obviously is sitting with Liv and Jordan and Spencer, and it was really interesting. Number one, the way that it was shot, and to your point that Laura. The three of them were at the table, but Laura was very clearly speaking to Olivia and Jordan about Billy's legacy. And then mm-hmm. we get like Grace in a whole different scene talking about like, this is what you told Billy Baker. It was really, I was just wondering and trying to decipher and detangle, like, why are the writers choosing now to bring back in the past seasons, like the very, very early seasons? And it could be because like we're approaching the 100th episode and this is six seasons, and now is a great time to bring back all of those things. But I feel like we haven't gotten flashbacks like that in a very long time. And I understand that Billy just died, but it felt so not out of place. But it almost felt out of place, because it's like, why are we flashing back to the pilot right now? Why is Laura talking to Liv and Jordan in a conversation where it feels like she should only be talking to Liv and Jordan, but then Spencer's at the table? And then why is Grace bringing up Billy? You know what I mean? I don't know. Just, what were your thoughts on that? It was just so confusing to me in the way that it was set up.
To me, it felt like he probably almost felt excluded, because for the last five seasons it's been him being Billy's legacy for the most part. But now that Billy's gone, like, Laura's like, oh no, my kids are his legacy. And I don't know, I saw a little bit, it felt off to me. It did.
Thank you. It did feel very off. Well, and Kofi, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting thought. I kind of felt off to me too. And I tend to agree with what you're saying in terms of, you know, they're probably setting up for it being the 100th episode, so they need to, they're probably trying to do some callbacks to, you know, season one. I expect that we're going to see a lot of those, so, and in terms of tension, I don't know. I rewatched the trailer several times, and it looked like Spencer was down or something was really eating at him. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you know, this... I don't know if they've really addressed... I mean, Jordan kind of addressed this in season four when he had the argument with Billy about how he expects better of Spencer and he expects him to screw up. And part of me feels like that we're going to circle back to that somehow. Like, Jordan is going to feel some type of way about... Even though Billy's no longer here, like, he's still... I don't know if he got that validation from Billy like Spencer did. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like we're going to see some... That's probably why he's feeling some type of way, and we see the tension between the two of them, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, it was... I feel like tension was the... I mean, as it always is with All American, but I feel like now that we're talking about it and naming it, tension was the theme of the trailer. I think that last season, I wouldn't necessarily say that tension was the theme. I feel like last season when we got the first trailer, it was about growth and it was about change and it was about growing up. And now it just feels like very strained, oddly.
Yeah.
It just, the whole trailer felt strained, whether it was, you know, Spencer and Jordan, which was the major thing, or it was like, we'll get into Spencer and Olivia and, you know, Jordan and Layla and all of that things. But even, let's even take it a step back and go, you know, to characters that aren't the central of the plot and, you know, but are, you know, more of sort of the secondary characters and secondary storylines. But even like Jamie and Asher, like Asher telling Jamie, like, we need a village to help. And I'm like, was that not the case at the end of the last season? Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's very much so that the whole fundraising, 100%. I don't know. Maybe this is something different. Maybe they're talking about their parents. I don't know.
That was interesting because it felt the way that Asher said it, it felt like he was trying to convince Jamie we need help and we have to accept help. And yeah, I think us sort of naming this tension and naming this strain, it's very interesting that we're starting off season six on such a strained note, because I feel like season five ended on a very hopeful note. And now that time has passed, whether that be 2 or 3 months or whatever, in between that 2 or 3 months, things have changed from hopeful to strained.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, it's a lot.
It was a lot. Now we're thinking about it. I'm like, Oh, my goodness.
I think because season five ended so hopeful, minus the patience, I think they had to bring in the drama so that everybody will come back to the show. And
that's true. There. You got to I'll be seated. But this is, you know, and to your point, they had to reestablish the drama. Something that wasn't drama that I think that a lot of people thought was going to be drama, Jamie did have the baby. She did not, trigger warning, lose the baby or die in labor or any of those things that was suggested.
I suggested that.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't think she was going to have.
How do we feel about a baby? How do we feel about a baby? To cut the tension for a second, how do we feel about a baby on set? How that's going to change dynamics?
I like it. I like the thought of dynamics changing. I think for Asher's character, it's developed so much. A baby being the next step makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would have done with that character if it wasn't for the baby, but I'm here for it. I'm here for Daddy Asher and why did I say it like that? Yeah, I'm here for Asher as a dad and Jamie.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Kofi? Are you here for Daddy Asher?
Yeah, I'm here for it because that's my favorite character. So, like, anything
good. Every time you say that, I feel like I get so shocked each and every time you say it.
I know, man. I used to hate this guy from the beginning. And then, you know, the story has really. This is what All American does. That's so great. Like, because great character development. So, like, I'm here for this, you know. Him trying to navigate being a dad and still trying to get his coaching dreams. So, and then his comment about having a village. I mean, I'm here for it. So yeah, we're going to see a lot of Uncle and Uncle Jordan and Auntie Olivia and Layla. And hopefully everything they come and rally for them. So this is going to be
Uncle
fun.
Spence.
Uncle Spence.
I know.
Too.
It's just like, you see, he didn't, I guess Spence is not going to be with the baby.
Spencer is solving the world.
Spencer
issues.
Has too much. Spencer has too much going on. It is. I think quite interesting. And Kay, it's so funny that you said you don't know what they would do with Asher's character if it wasn't for the baby. And I still feel that way. I think that out of the characters, I think Asher is the one that I question the most sort of where his storyline is going. I think that I loosely predicted that we would see less of Asher this season, and it's simply because there's obviously story to tell with him being a young dad and trying to work and everything like that. And, you know, rest in peace the actor who played Coach Montez, because he passed away. You know, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what more they get out of this Asher character and, yeah, just where his story will go, because it feels like he's very disconnected from the rest of the cast, and he's not, you know, he's not central to the story that they're telling. And so I just want to know if they'll mesh him back into the group, maybe through this village thing. I don't know. But also remember, like, JJ's not going to be on this season. He's no longer a part of the cast. So Asher doesn't have a lot of tying him to. He doesn't have a lot tying him to the core cast. Yeah.
This baby's going to be. This baby's going to be.
I mean, if they name somebody that. I mean, who do we think it has to be? Maybe. I mean, that would make sense, but I'm like, I almost feel like they have to make Spencer and Olivia the godparents just to, like, give it a greater sense of importance. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, I thought about that, okay. But I felt like if they were going to name godparents, it'd be, you know, Layla and Jordan, because Jordan Asher.
I absolutely think that's going to be the case. I just think that storyline-wise, like, how are we going to connect Asher? How are we going to connect Asher to this story moving forward?
Coop.
And, yeah. I do think it's going to be Jordan and Layla, though. Wait, what'd you say?
And Coop. And Tamia.
Coop, was Coop rapping? Did we see Coop rapping in this?
Oh, God.
You know what? It looked like it, too, because I thought she was still trying to, you know, be a lawyer out here, but I was genuinely surprised to see her on the mic with a DJ. So maybe they're circling back to her music. I don't know.
That's what I mean by I just want to understand. I understand in general the sense of direction that they're going, but with the callbacks to season one, with where we left off in season five, it feels like they're pressing a hard reset on a lot of situations. And I'm curious to see how that the execution of this hard reset goes. Because to that point, like, why, I have so many questions. Like, why is Laura just addressing Jordan and Liv if Spencer's at the table? Like,
that's her baby.
Why is, well, I don't listen, I understand that, and listen, I feel that way on the inside. I'm like, about time. But also I'm like, this is not what we've established for the past five seasons. She's always, you know,
she's had some clarity in the last that step away from Billy being not being around has made her realize that she needs to step up as a mom.
As a parent, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just very interesting. And then Grace.
Thoughts on Grace?
Where's your husband? Like, where's your husband?
Where's Dylan?
Dylan is supposed to be. Dylan has been on set. Jalen has been on set. So it's what was the purpose of the move, only to move back? And so it's all of these things. Like, what's happening right now?
It feels like they're doing a soft reboot. Am I the That's one what that I've feels said.
I'm here for it. It's a soft reboot.
But it doesn't even feel like a reboot as much as it feels they're very hard resetting to the trying to reset to the early seasons or make callbacks to the early seasons. And I am just curious to see how this turns up, because the end of season 5 was very different from where we left off in season 1, which is their callbacks. And so it's, how are we going to thread those pieces together to bring it back around? Like, how is Coop suddenly back interested in music? You know, what, you know, all of these things. So that's that on Coop maybe returning to rap, Asher, you know, doing what he's doing, being a dad, but also not being central to the story.
Question about that. Since the unfortunate passing of the guy who played Montez, I did read in the Deadline article that he did film a couple of scenes before he passed away. You get a feeling like they're going to have to address that on the show. And I don't know, this is a wild theory, but I just get a feeling that we're going to see the other coach, Montez, at some point, maybe during this season, or I don't know, we haven't seen her in a while, but if they write it like he has died, like maybe we see Vanessa again. I mean, I don't know. Like, do you think that's something that they would do?
I don't think we're seeing Vanessa again.
Okay. But seriously, like, what?
I do think there's a chance we see the other coach, Montez. I just don't think we're seeing that. I don't think we're seeing Vanessa.
Oh, gosh, Vanessa turns up.
That I did read somewhere.
Could you imagine the Asher I met over summer? I'm kidding.
No, it would cause drama.
The Asher I met over summer is a daddy now. You
know what? I did read somewhere on Twitter. I don't know if this can be verified now, that there's supposed to be somebody from the past that's supposed to show up to make the cast reevaluate their relationships. So
I did see that, and yeah,
I have a feeling that it could be Vanessa. I don't think it's gonna be Vanessa.
I think Coach Montez would be a Coach Montez, Mrs. Montez.
I just don't feel like it impacts enough people. I feel like it has to be
everybody else. Who else could it be? Everybody else is dead.
I don't know. It's like Chris is an option. Is I don't know. There's always. I feel like if anybody, it'll be. It's not gonna be Simone. I think if anybody, it's gonna be somebody with connections to Crenshaw. You know, because the last time it was Kia, and then I think they always do some trickery with that sort of synopsis anyway, because there is someone who showed back up that was familiar with Spencer and Jordan, and it ended up being a character we only saw one other time for that football episode. It was the recruit.
Oh yeah,
Marco Galvin. So yeah, to your point, I thought about that, but I was just like, they always do, you know, some hidden things, some manipulation with that synopsis.
They might run some okie doke, but like, you know, yeah. if they wanted some spiciness, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it, but you're right, you're probably not gonna happen. But yeah, I'm curious.
Bring me anybody else besides Vanessa.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, but I will be curious how they're gonna do Asher's story this season, considering that he and Coach were like net tied together, and now that he's not gonna be there, unfortunately, that's... because of his passing. Like, how are they gonna address it? That's the one.
Yeah,
thing.
I agree, and I think even even apart from that Coach Montez character is. How is Asher going to be integrated? Like, Asher had a built-in buddy with JJ or something built-in that they could fall back on with his storyline with JJ, and now it's sort of Jamie, but Jamie isn't as integrated into the friend group. And again, maybe making Jordan and Layla godparents, but to that point, how are they connected to Spencer? What's this ultimate connection to Spencer that'll tie Asher back to the storyline? And I'm very interested to see, what that is. Moving on to the, what some would call the good stuff. Jordan and Layla?
The great stuff.
Carry on. There's a new place called Layla's, which I'm sure is taking over Slauson's.
It probably is Slauson's, new branding.
It is Slauson's. No, I think that she purchased Slauson's and it's changing it into something else. And I'm like,
where does she get the bread even get a place like
that? Patience blew up last season.
Why are we acting like Layla isn't crazy stupid rich?
I know. True.
Layla has a lot of money.
It's just that
say? Was it last season that she said this? My rich canceled out your rich because I was richer than you. Like that's she's still very rich.
She's so iconic. Yeah,
extremely rich. Yeah.
yeah, that's true. Oh, she has a place now. Okay. So what is that supposed to be, a hub for where musicians can like play their music and stuff?
I assume so. It's giving One Tree Hill. Peyton opened up that club, but she's not old enough to have a club, I don't think. So this is where insert business partner, right? Insert business partner that I
hot business partner.
yo, Liv was messy for that line. Like, yeah. What was the emphasis? Like, what you trying to do, Olivia?
I'm glad Liv you asked the question.
To stare the pot when it comes to her brother, and because that's her best friend. Well, that's meant to be her best friend. It just. She's always sarcastic when it comes to Jordan and his relationships, though.
It was an interesting line. I feel like a lot of things felt a little bit off, a little bit out of place, a little bit like to increase the tension between all of the characters. And I think that was one, because I think it was, you know, we haven't seen Jordan and Liv talk at all about his relationship with Layla. I don't think at all. Has there been any conversation? I don't think there has been. So... No. To right off the bat get sort of one of Liv's first comments being about Layla's business partner, it's very interesting. And it like Layla's wearing her engagement ring, so I assume that people know that they're engaged. It's not a secret.
Definitely not.
But yeah, what do we, besides that being weird, how do we think the engagement news is being taken? And is it just sort of, are we just going to be there and it's going to be normal? Oh, Jordan and Layla are engaged and it's not going to be a big deal.
Maybe it's a big deal and that's why she's being so sarcastic.
Ooh, I like that interpretation.
Yeah, she did have a problem with him being too young when he married Simone. So there might be that the fact that Layla is her best friend might not be like, that might not be enough for her to not hate the fact that he's engaged again.
Oh, and she's... Okay. Okay.
Like, she's probably trying to stay neutral, but has her little jabs. I can imagine that.
If Liv has an issue with the engagement, okay. Kofi, what do you think?
I tend to agree with Kay. Maybe it's her way of... I don't know why people would have an issue with it. I mean... Probably the only person would probably, I won't say issue, just showing concern would be Laura, but I don't know. I mean,
that was my guess, but now that we've seen the trailer and Gabe, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. I didn't think that. Second engagement
before 20 is actually kind of crazy, but
I feel like he's already 20. I think that he's like almost 21 in my head. Yeah, maybe he's 20, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's still wild.
It is very insane. I agree. Which is why I thought that Laura. Yeah, which is why I thought that Laura, to your point, Kofi, would be the person that expresses concern. Mm-hmm. But if Liv is trying to stay neutral but can't help herself express her discomfort with them being engaged, I think that would be very, that would be interesting. I think that that would explain why she said what she said in the in that scene about the business partner.
So
that'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. And yeah, that was really all that we got besides Jordan and Layla playing with the baby.
Oh yeah, uncle and auntie. Yeah, then that theory about them being the godparents might hold up because that's the first.
I think that they're going to be the godparents. I'm just saying I would have liked for the writers to really force the situation to make Spencer the godparent.
They can have more than
that's
two
true. You know, they're like all of your aunties and uncles.
One thing I don't see Spencer as a godparent.
In my head, I don't. But I'm trying to force a connection between Spencer and Asher.
Well, the thing is that Spencer and Asher have already addressed what issues they've had between the two of them. Although I did have. Spencer never really acknowledged his part in it, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, like, I don't know. I mean, it just, I guess it
Kofi,
makes
you
sense.
Gonna get me, you gonna get me, I'm gonna go on Twitter after I upload this and they're like, oh, I hate that podcast. I didn't even say nothing. What?
I mean, I was just, I don't know. It just seems, I don't
prepare
know
to be would... subtweeted, Kofi.
You know, I don't know if they would make Spencer and the godparent. Maybe that, I don't know, man. It's just, they're good now.
I don't
they
think
don't
it makes sense either. Let me clarify. I don't think it makes sense. I absolutely think it would be forced. But out of all of the decisions that they could force and come out of left field, I feel as if this would have been the route to go. Because otherwise, what is Asher's connection to Spencer? Spencer is the primary character of this show. Yeah. They made this clear. They made it clear in the trailer. And so I just want to know how Asher will be included in the group. And I don't think a tie to Jordan and Layla is as strong as a tie to Spencer.
What about a tie to Olivia? Just to Olivia, because I can imagine.
Yeah, I think that would be strong.
I can imagine them choosing Olivia as godmother as well, because I think Liv and Asher
both of his ex-girlfriends is godmother.
Well, it's hard to find somebody who's then it's Cooper and Patience then. And I don't think he's as close to.
It's definitely gonna be Jordan and Layla. Yeah. But it's just funny to think about, like, what is. Asher has no connection to Spencer in the show right now, and he has loose ties. That's true, but roommates are only going so far. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine how it's even going to go with them as roommates with a crying baby in the house.
Right.
I feel like that's going to cause tension. That's I don't know. Maybe Spencer looks pissed at that dining table because he's tired because the baby's been crying all night.
Maybe.
I've
I don't
come
know.
Up with some crazy predictions.
I'm being extra, but I say all that to say, let's get a storyline with Asher that's putting him back into the real core of the group. If he's going to be still a main character in the series, regular moving forward.
I feel
forward.
Like this baby in the village comment he made will be their way to tie him back because maybe it's going to be a lot for him because I can't imagine how he can take it's a boy, right? His son to his coaching meeting. And he's in a whole like crib and stuff. So maybe that's the way that they bring him back into the main fold.
Thinking maybe with the actor who played Coach Montez, his death, maybe there could be a moment where there's a transfer for Asher.
I think
to
that
GAU
would be perfect. Yeah,
because there's no there's other that he's the only one at GAU now.
What about Jabari?
Postal. Oh. Yeah, but I think to that point, I agree with Kay. Is that I think it's time for a coaching change for Asher to switch over to coach at GAU from Coastal.
Yeah, Jabari's still there. Yeah. They can play against Jabari, but I think Asher should go to GAU.
I think it's more important, to weave Asher back into that.
Or even if he did like a part time, half and half. Even though I feel like that would be against some kind of.
I don't think he can do that. That would be non-negotiable. In football. So that's on all of that. That's on Jordan and Layla. Maybe they're the godparents, etc., etc., etc. Spencer and Olivia. We really only got two lines on this relationship, and one of them was, are you distracted because the girlfriend? Also, I didn't love that line. Like, yeah, why are you neither. Calling her the girlfriend? I think you know her name.
Yeah, also, Spencer has consistently had a girlfriend the entire time he's been at GAU. He went from Liv to, what's her name? I wrote it down.
Alicia.
And potentially back to Liv. I don't know what Liv's decision is after she went to London, but yeah.
No, it seems like they're pretty. They're getting back together.
They're back together. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But. Yeah. As Olivia said, Spencer and I are new people, different people.
Mm.
I don't remember exactly what she said, but she was just like,
she said that she had changed.
She said, I'm not the same. She said, I'm not the same.
Oh boy, here we go.
Are you scared of the backlash? The subtweets? That's what sounded like. Okay, you can edit that out.
I'll keep it up. You know what? Thoughts on what Olivia said, and then I'll share mine. So, Kofi, what are your thoughts on what Olivia said, and then we'll go to Kay.
The comment about she's not the same. I tend to agree. I mean, I think her going to London to find herself, to be on her own, I think there has been a period of growth for her. From that aspect, mm-hmm. I didn't think she was entirely wrong about how she went about the article. Now, there were some things that I did disagree with, but for the most part, I felt that she was doing it for the greater good. So in that aspect, I thought she did a good job with that. And just in terms of how they navigate their relationship, I don't know, man. I hope in this time that they've become better communicators. So hopefully, they have figured that part out, and I'm just gonna hope for the best for this, it's just hopefully like things are good and that they're both on the same page and on one accord, so to speak.
I agree with what Kofi said, especially about the communication. I think the entire problem has been communication. And I'm hoping that the distance, even though it's kind of like when, during that summer where they were apart and they were like talking all the time. I hope that distance has helps their communication. Cause that's all, I feel like 90% of their problems could have been solved if they just talked about it, which is, it's a TV show, it's for the drama, but like I'm hoping that I think that this was all for the best, to be fair. I think that the distance is going to develop their characters in a way that would just help progress their storyline.
Yeah, I agree. I saw a little bit of the reaction to the trailer, and I saw a little bit of people questioning why is Olivia saying this, and maybe the writers are setting her up, and I don't necessarily feel that way. I think that's completely reasonable if you think about the fact that they were broken up for about a year. At least 6 months they were broken up, and he was with somebody else, and then they got back together, but she immediately went off to London for 2 to 3 months. And so naturally they are going to grow, and she was exposed to the world. I don't think that she had really ever, or we had never really heard about her traveling before, as a young adult, besides, you know, one trip when she was younger to like Disneyland or something, or Universal. But she's never really traveled as an adult. So to see who she is after coming back from London and after being on this, I'm sure it was a life-changing trip. Naturally, there's going to be a newer get to know you, on top of the fact that she left, and then on top of the fact that they were broken up and didn't talk as much as they did for like a year. So it makes sense to me. And I don't think that their get to know you period or communication reestablishing who they are period is going to be a long time. I think that it's, you know, it'll be smoother because
it shouldn't be.
Yeah, they have spent this time apart, I think necessary time apart. And so now they can come with clear heads. What is it? Clear heads, full hearts. So this is, I don't watch this show, but
their heart
grow fonder. Mm. And more mature. I hope that that's really what they take from that, because I think that communication is their biggest issue. And so the fact that Liv is communicating this off the bat, we saw her talking about it with Layla, but hopefully she tells that to Spencer, and I think she will. Yeah. And I think that they're going to be, ultimately, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
They will be.
I don't know why Spencer would be stressed about Olivia coming back, though. That is something that I wasn't sure about.
I think that was Kenny just teasing, honestly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they'll be fine. I mean, you know, like you said, it's the time apart, I'm pretty sure they've grown. And, you know, hopefully, like, there just won't be issues between the two of them. You know what I mean? Because I can't see my boy Spencer sad no more. So, like, Olivia had him down bad. Like, she had him down bad. Like, real bad. I remember 504, the moment she told him that, like, she knew what that was. My man looked like he was about to burst down into tears and cry. Like, God.
Was that after? That was after he was texting. He was texting another girl. In her face all throughout the weekend, right? I just wanted to make sure that we also acknowledge that Olivia was down bad, and she was the one who was broken up with off the bat. She did not want to break up. So I think that it's that both of them are coming to this relationship with a deep love for one another, and both of them really hate being apart. Both are really sad being apart. And so I think, yeah, I just want both of them to get on the same page, because they're miserable without each other. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I agree. So,
I just had to add that in for my girl Liv, because,
you know,
people forget let me not even go into this. I'm not
she's
even gonna bring it up.
She's been through it.
I mean, come on. She told Spencer she still loved him, and then still had to wait like three, four months after that for them to get back together. So that breakup hurt the both of them for sure.
I'm still pissed she didn't get to have her moment of dating.
I agree. I'm with you on that. But we're getting it now.
I just had to say that.
I do think that that's that the bra, the little sexy scene, the clothes were off. That could be Spencer and Olivia, probably.
It's definitely Spencer. Oh, yeah.
I feel like they make the most sense. It's like they've been apart.
When it's Coop and Patience, then what? I just like to trigger you.
Speaking of that, we didn't see much of Patience in this trailer either.
No, she didn't see Patience at all.
Other than the flashback.
She's fine. Chelsea's been on set.
Entire time.
Good.
Yeah, we just did it. I just didn't bring her up because, yeah, we
she wasn't in the trailer.
Yeah, she wasn't in the trailer. So,
yeah,
yeah, that was the trailer. Thank you all for joining this and for reviewing it with me.
Thanks for having us.
There is a lot to be broken down.
Man, I can't. Thanks for having us. Interesting thing about this whole thing is that the universes have not been separated, because I think Homecoming's not coming back till the summer. So so
for the best. I guess,
I think that the timelines are there. Thank you for bringing that up, because I want to say, from my understanding, and granted this is just I have as much knowledge as the next person, but it seems to me like it's going to be a Arrowverse sort of a thing where the timelines don't match up as well as they did these past two seasons with Homecoming. But it's still, if they ever for any reason need to bring either cast members from one show or the other onto the other show, that they'll line up enough to justify that. So I think that they're it's still a universe and they're still connected, but it's just like they're not on the exact same timeline as it was really strong in season one and season four of All American. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good to know. So yeah.
All right. Yes. Thanks again, and stay tuned for the next episode for season six. Really.
Yes, we'll be set.